He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday morning. It's December the 22nd. All you men out there, it's time to go Christmas shopping for your wives. What? You know, we're a little bit slow to the punch there. Well, we've got a split decision right now on the market. Over at the Dow, they say, I don't know about this. The Dow is down 157 points right now, but it's still above 30,000. It's at 30,058. In the meantime, the rally in the NASDAQ continues as it hits a new all-time high today. It's almost at 13,000. It's at 12,828. And it's up 87 points, gathering some steam here. I will say that it's a speculative rally. We're talking green energy, electric vehicles, Bitcoin, SPACs, this kind of thing. It's not Cisco. I mean, it's not Walmart. It's more of the speculative side of the market, but that's okay. We got a little exposure there. Russell 2000's up 5. 1975 is where it's at. It was a very good year. S&P 500 is down 4 points right now. 3690. Boy, I'll tell you, the S&P is wrestling with 3700. They're wrestling. They're having a quite a duel, and right now 3700 is winning. The S&P's at 3690 today, down 4 points. We've got, let's see, what's oil doing today? Oil's been a little soft with that new strain of coronavirus in the UK. Down 90 cents to 47.07. Gold's down 350 to 1879. Good old Bitcoin today, up $543 per coin. How many coins do you own? It's at 23,413. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We have a shortened week in the market. We'll have a half a day on Thursday, full day on Friday, split decision in the market today with the Dow down quite a bit. Well, 120, no big deal. And the NASDAQ up, and the NASDAQ hitting new all-time highs today. So the rally in the more speculative side of the market continues. Well, yesterday, if you remember, we were way down in the early morning before the market, like 500 points because of this new strain of COVID. But I guess now they think, maybe not as bad as we thought, and it seems like the vaccines will be able to handle it. So we saw a big rebound in the market yesterday. In fact, after that stimulus package was passed, we saw the market actually finish positive yesterday, which seemed almost impossible when it was down almost 500 points. So anyways, that's how yesterday. Yet stocks erased most of their losses, and even the Dow going positive by the end of the day as Congress finally came to an agreement on that the latest round of stimulus, almost a trillion, add a T to that, out the door. $900 billion stimulus deal outweighs the new UK virus concern. Now, speaking of that, dose of vaccine optimism and stimulus sees futures recover. Well, we're being told by Pfizer and by Moderna that they are currently doing further studies, and they hope to have certainty within the coming weeks as to whether or not the vaccine works against this new strain. Now, that would be something. That would be a big, big blow to the progress that we've made here in recent weeks if now there's a new strain that the vaccine doesn't touch. But it would seem at this point in time that the vaccine will be able to handle this new strain of virus and knock it down too. China was down almost 2% overnight. Europe rebounded, however, on that news. Paris up 0.75%. Frankfurt up 0.85%. India up 1% as more nations restrict UK travelers. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you're living in the UK right now, that's no fun. You can't leave the country. You can't leave your home. The pubs are closed. What's a Brit to do? Some 40 countries have now barred inbound travel from the UK with flights, trains, planes, and automobiles, and freight deliveries even halted in an effort to curb a new rapid spreading strain of coronavirus. Supermarket giants are warning of fruit and vegetable shortages as this aroused fears of panic buying. Well, I think we're going to continue to see more of that in the future. Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Netherlands were among some of the nations that announced travel restrictions. They do not want visitors from the UK. So, anyways, that's where that stands. Now, BioNTech's CEO says, we don't know at the moment if our vaccine is able to provide protection against this new variant. But because the proteins on the variant are 99% the same as the prevailing strain, the likelihood that our vaccine works is relatively high, says CEO Uğur Şahin. So that's good news. All right, what else do we have here? What don't we have? Crypto's dive. That was yesterday. This is today. Regulators appear to be getting serious about the cryptocurrency space as Ripple expects to be sued by the SEC. No, not Ripple Wine. No, the crypto called Ripple. A day after the Treasury proposed new rules on crypto movement. See, crypto's able to kind of go under the radar. The money launderers are using crypto. North Korea, China are using crypto. The SEC is expected to bring a lawsuit against Ripple by alleging it violated investor protection laws by selling unregistered securities when it sold XRP USD to investor. Ripple was down 17% overnight. But having said that, you're seeing a big rally today in Bitcoin. Better than expected 2-year tax credit extensions again power the solar stocks. Well, you know, as I went through my trip through the market yesterday, looking at the various sectors of the market, what was moving. As I have been saying, it's been a very speculative time in the market. The green energy stocks, electric vehicle stocks, were on fire once again yesterday. Jinko Solar, Nova, SunPower, Canadian Solar, Sunrun, Enphase, First Solar, SolarEdge, etc., Plug Power, etc. They were all on fire once again, but there was a reason. They got a better-than-expected 2-year tax credit extension, which, you know, gives you a little bit of money in your pocket, a rebate, if you go to one of these alternative energy sources at your business or at your home. There was also a huge rally yesterday in the genomic stocks. Again, A very speculative area of the market, but man alive, that ETF, ARKG, which I've been talking about, it hit a new all-time high yesterday. And some of the stocks within that, Editas, which is EDIT, CRISPR, CRSP, Intellia, NTLA, Well, stocks were flying off the shelf yesterday. Seeking Alpha author Ane Gawande predicts over the next 10 years, ARKG ETF has the potential to have the most lucrative returns of all the current active ETFs being offered by ARK Invest. Well, ARK's got about five ETFs. I own three of them. But he likes ARKG the best. He thinks it has the biggest upside. Boy, do we have a stock of the day. They came out with news late yesterday that's rocking one of the hottest sectors in the entire market. You're not going to believe who it is. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, not much has happened during the break. Your Dow still down 133, 30,081, and a NASDAQ up about 53, on the other hand, has come back just a little bit, but it is well into the positive right now. Well, the company that made a major announcement yesterday afternoon could be a big deal going forward. Apple. Yes, Apple said to be pushing ahead on a self-driving car and a challenge to Tesla. Well, I mean, Apple's got a lot of advantages. They obviously have a huge following. They obviously have a brand name with very loyal followers. An iCar could be a big, big threat or a big, big player in the e-car industry, the EV industry. And it could expand Apple's multiple. More on that in a little bit, what I mean by expanding Apple's multiple. Apple is moving forward with self-driving car technology, and it's targeting 2024 as the year it produces a passenger car of its own, sources told Reuters yesterday. The self-driving car push could include Apple using its own breakthrough battery technology. Well, there was also some talk yesterday. In fact, we saw a big move in QuantumScape, QS, which is the major player right now in solid-state lithium batteries. And, in fact, QuantumScape, QS right now, is up 27% after a 40% move yesterday. It's one of the hottest stocks in the entire market right now. It just went public through a SPAC? Yes, it was. At about 25, it dipped down to 11. This was just about 2 months ago. Now QuantumScape, QS, is hitting $120 per share today. This is the 25-year-old newly minted billionaire, okay, just like that. And Apple is said to either be looking at their technology or maybe at their own breakthrough battery technology. Apple's Project Titan has been moving in fits and starts since 2014. Well, yeah, you know, we've kind of heard we're interested, we're not interested, we're interested, we're not interested. But I think as they see, you know, the move taking place in this industry, I think they would be silly not to get involved. Google's involved, Uber's involved, Lyft is involved, many big companies. GM's involved, Ford is involved. So anyways, the other stock that's moving on this news is Lazer, L-A-Z-R. Lazer makes technology for self-driving cars. The name of the stock is Luminar. That was another recent SPAC. They make autonomous vehicle sensors, etc. And the other one is Velodyne, V-L-D-R. Velodyne is breaking out today, and it's up 14%. They do LiDAR sensor technology for autonomous vehicles also. Well, look, when I was a kid growing up, we used to watch the Jetsons. Meet George Jetson, their dog Elroy, and all of that back then was just like, okay, maybe someday. Well, today is here. The future is now, said George Allen, the famed football coach. And now we're seeing, you know, pretty soon. In fact, we've got hovercraft stocks that are EHang, EH, which is flying cars, robotic taxis. It's all coming to a freeway near you. So Apple making quite the splash yesterday. Now, what will this mean for Tesla? Loop Ventures, Gene Munster, one of the experts in this neck of the woods, said that he sees very little fundamental risk to Tesla if Apple were to release a car. Electric vehicles today account for just 3% of all cars sold. In 5 years, we expect the share of electric vehicles to be closer to 30% of all auto sales. And, you know, we had that report recently by, who was that by? I'm trying to think who it was, saying that if we see this massive increase in electric cars, there's not going to be enough power for the rest of the power needs. That was a report that came out last week. I can't remember who put that out. Well, anyways, you've got quite a race taking place. And let's not forget Lordstown Motors out there. Ride. In a very short filing, Lordstown Motors announces that it has now received 80,000 non-binding reservations for the Endurance model that is going to be the electric pickup truck. Now, I remember last time Lordstown reported, which wasn't that long ago, they had 40,000 orders. And, of course, the symbol on Lordstown is Ride. That's the plant that President Trump visited and got his photo op out in front of it and everything, showing off their pickup truck. That stock is up 7.6% today. But wait a minute. Oh, no, no, there's another one out there. Canoe. They will trade tomorrow after the SPAC merger closes. Well, they're already trading. The symbol is HCHC. And they're going to change their symbol to GOEV. G-O-E-V. GOEV. Right now, the name of the stock is Hennessy Capital, HCHC. It was a blank check company. However, they are going to change the symbol to GOEV and Canoe. You can look up Canoe, what that is. That's another player in the electric vehicle. But wait a minute. Don't forget General Motors out there. They've got 10,000 pre-orders for their Hummer EV. So, you know, to sum it all up, 3% of all electric or all the vehicle sales right now are electric. And Gene Munster predicting 5 years from now, it will be more like 30%. And we have new entrants almost on a daily basis into this space. You might want to take a look at the ETF Drive, D-R-I-V. Okay, well, when we come back, one of the hottest stocks in the entire market is making a big purchase here today, and that stock is flying once again. Some other deals, a couple new little ones I found that look interesting to me. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Todd. Welcome back here to the second half. Well, the Dow down 97 right now. NASDAQ taking off, up 82 points right now. Some of the NASDAQ leaders, Apple definitely helping the both the NASDAQ and the Dow today. Well, here's the deal on Apple. Look at the multiple that that Tesla is trading at. Tesla is trading at a multiple of 353 times earnings. Apple is trading at a multiple of 39 times earnings, which is actually pretty rich. But what if the electric car, you know, they seem to trade at unsightly types of multiples. You could see multiple expansion in the Apple space with now the electric vehicle, doing the electric vehicle dance. And it's got Apple on the move. Apple's breaking out today, in fact, up 4% on this one. Now, the downside of it all is the car business is a low-margin business when all is said and done. Will this help Apple's margins? They have some pretty big margins in their app business and in their iPhone business. An iPhone is a heck of a lot more profitable than an electric car. But who knows? You know, if everybody replaces their car every year like they do the iPhones, I'm sure that's the approach that Apple will try to take here. It's going to be fun to watch, isn't it? That's why I enjoy this business so much. All the developments and opportunities and things that come along. Well, you've got all the electric vehicle stocks moving today. Electric Avenue, Green Power Motors up 6.4%, NIU up, Workhorse Group up 7%, Lordstown Motors up 7.4%, Aero up 3.6%, QuantumScape, QS is the big winner today, up 26% after a huge move yesterday. And then you've got Foresight Autonomous Holdings, FRSX, which is in that software space. You've got Hyliion, which is another maker, 3.1%. Blink Charging, that's got to be the infrastructure that's got to be built out to satisfy the needs of all these EVs. Now, to me, that would be the lowest profit margin of all. That's like investing in gas stations. I'm not so sure about that business. But that's not keeping stocks in that space from just going crazy right now. Wow, it's crazy out there. Blink Charging up 14.6%. Okay, the other one that's flying today is Peloton. They're buying Precor in the company's biggest deal yet. Peloton, let's see how it's doing. Like I say, it's a speculative move in the market right now. This is a bicycle stock that is now $48 billion in market cap. Move over Schwinn. Okay, when I was growing up, it was the Schwinn Stingray bike. Now it's got to have a Peloton, and you got to have a subscription, and you got to have a a massive TV in front of you to ride along with the gang. Peloton is up 13.6%. Yes, this does remind me of March 2000, February 2000, January 2000, December 1999. I remember those months. It was the dot-com bubble. And we're certainly seeing some frenzied action here in a lot of these speculative stocks. I was telling the boys facetiously yesterday, I think I'm going to start a SPAC. We're going to come out with some electric roller skates. We're going to charge them with Blink Charging, and you can skate anywhere you want, and we'll be billionaires overnight. That's the way things are looking right now. Now, back to QuantumScape for a minute. The jury is still out on their solid-state battery technology, which has been around for quite some time. I know Panasonic's been a player in that. If they can prove it, if it does work, you can get an 80% charge in 15 minutes, faster than any either conventional batteries or alternative solid-state approaches. I know I always have a dead battery. I go to go fishing and the battery's dead. Somebody left a light on or the bait tank or something. Well, you got to charge it overnight pretty much to get it going again. But QuantumScape, 15 minutes, 80% capacity. That charge can last thousands of miles. Well, and it can operate at minus 30 degrees Celsius. So we got to see whether or not that is feasible or not. Well, 11,000 retail locations close their doors in 2020. That's according to CoStar Group's ESGP, a very good real estate stock. You know, this past year we said goodbye to a lot of brands that went into BK, a lot of restaurants. Of course, COVID, kind of the final nail in a lot of their coffins. And it would seem like the survivors and the winners also have a large online sales force and strategy, such as Nike, such as Lululemon, such as Chipotle, etc. If you don't have that, if you have not established that, and you're living off of bricks and mortar, well, we think there's going to be more of that in the future in 2022. In fact, this movie is not finished, says CoStar Group. We suspect we're going to see more closings throughout 2021. That comes from former Macy's CEO and chairman Terry Lundgren, who's been in the business a long time. He says, we're not done yet. We're going to learn even more when we get through the holiday season. Well, you know what? We have a little shopping district here in Charleston, kind of our little mall. It's outdoors. It's downtown. There's hardly anybody there right now. And if they can't make it in this time of year, where they about 80% of their sales and profits come in, I agree there's going to be a lot more carnage in the bricks and mortar industry in 2021. Okay, a couple interesting little guys here that I found. I added to the app this morning. EOSE. What does EOSE do? They design, manufacture, and deploy low-cost battery storage solutions for the electric utility industry. Well, now they're working on technology where excess battery in your car can be given back to the grid, etc. A lot of companies working on that. This is a $16 stock that recently went public. I've added it to my app, EOSE. A director today is buying 20,000 shares of the stock for a total value of $291,400. Well, we'll see what that's worth several years down the road. EOSE is currently a $357 million stock out of Edison, New Jersey. That's interesting, isn't it? What a coincidence. And you've got a new player in the EV space, Aurora Mobile, symbol JG, real simple, China. Another one. They're a $440 million company. That stock is in the news almost every day, very much news-driven. It's up 45% today. Now, I go back to the year 2000. That's all you had to do was mention that all of a sudden you've got a website. You're a company. All of a sudden you've got a website. You're online. People could look you up online. And the stock would fly. That's all you had to do was mention that you were going to split your stock 2-for-1, and the stock would fly. That was then. This is now. I'm seeing that same kind of frenzy in the alternative energy electric vehicle space. Could we be hitting a top? Could this be a speculative blow-off in the market? Is 30,000 the top for now in the Dow? It's always something to think about, isn't it? We always have our eyes in our rearview mirror, whether we're driving an electric vehicle or just your standard gas model. There is a lot of speculation taking place in the market. I continue to point it out, And at the same time, I continue to make some profits in some of these stocks while it lasts. Taiwan Semiconductor receives Taiwan's regulators' permission for a $3.5 billion Arizona plant. Now, there's a real stock there. Taiwan Semiconductor has been hitting new highs recently. We continue to own TSM, and it pays a fat dividend. When we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. It does come from the speculative side of the ledger, but one of the hottest sectors in the entire market. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Not much movement in the market since it opened. The Dow is still down 123. The S&P is down 4. And the NASDAQ is now up 44. So it's given up a little bit of its gain. Well, one of the biggest winners that we ever found here at Gunderson Capital Management, and we're known for finding some big, big winners early on in the market, I credit the Best Stocks Now app. You know, it's a big field. We have currently 5,586 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in our database. Oh, I probably add anywhere from 3 to 5, somewhere in there, per day still. You would think, what could be out there that you don't have in the database? Well, there's still a lot of new stocks appearing all the time, either ones that we've missed over time or newly minted SPACs or mergers or whatever. It's a large field. How do you narrow down? Where do you even begin? It's like starting out in the ocean, clearing the harbor, saying, where am I going to head to go fishing today? Well, there's some known spots, obviously, where there's reefs and whatnot. But better yet, I'm able to narrow the market down, number one, first by asset class. Where do I want to be looking? And then sectors. Which sectors of the market are better than most right now? And then within those sectors, what are some of the top stocks within those sectors? And I have my ranking system, which ranks them from number one to 5,586. The number one ranked stock for several weeks now has been Roku. And it continues to rock like its symbol. And there's a lot of mediocrity in the market. That's why I focus on about the top 300 or so, 400 maybe in a market like this where you have pretty wide participation. The second area I look is I look at all the A-plus momentum stocks every day. Lately, we've had about 700 to 800 A-plus momentum stocks. That's a lot. That is way more than normal, showing you the kind of the hot nature of this current market. And in fact, the B-plus ranked stocks right now are currently 1,159. That's 20% of the market is B-plus or better. But the good part of that, I can eliminate 80% of the market, even 90%. If I can get rid of 80 to 90% of the ocean and just focus in that little narrow neck, that Gulf Stream where these leading stocks are traveling in right now, that helps me tremendously as a money manager. And it helps me find stocks that I would have never found, to be honest with you. It's kind of like a needle in a haystack. But we found Trade Desk back several years ago. In fact, I got back into Trade Desk on April 8th of this year. Since getting back into it, the stock is up 364%. Not bad. But we've got a new one that I found using the app that's in the same business as the Trade Desk. And in fact, one analyst out there today, Needham, they're no slouch. They're a pretty big firm out there, analyst research house. They call this company a top pick for 2021. They're adding it to their conviction list, replacing Apple. I haven't given you the name of the stock. Yes, I'm messing with you. They're replacing Apple on their conviction list with this stock. Of course, they have several stocks on their conviction list, but here's what caught my eye. Now, I already own it. I found it before them, maybe. They're just coming out with their news about it, but we've owned it now for a little while. Analyst Laura Martin notes that Magnite, M-A-G-N-I-T-E, symbol M-G-N-I, is running about 12 months behind the trade desk, the firm's top pick for 2020. Well, the trade desk had a monster 2020. What do these companies do? They have a platform for automating and buying and selling digital advertising, which are the billboards of our industry. There's far more eyes looking at the computer screen every day than driving by on the Dan Ryan Express Freeway in Chicago looking at a billboard. It is the billboard of our day. I grew up in my early days in the billboard industry. I understand a lot about eyeballs and how much those eyeballs are worth, and page visits and this kind of thing. Magnite, M-G-N-I, is a small cap stock, $3.1 billion. Small cap stocks are coming back into favor. They're located in Los Angeles, California. Hopefully they can come out of their house today. I don't know. I think Newsom's got them locked down with the National Guard. Who knows? California, they're pretty much locked down these days. But Magnite provides technology to automate the purchase and sale of digital advertising. Their quarter that they just reported, sales up 62%, earnings up 400%. We currently own Magnite in our most aggressive portfolio, our emerging growth portfolio, which has really soared here recently. Magnite is ranked, it's ranked number 860, but it's on our A-plus momentum grade list. In the last 1 month, the stock is up 264%. Well, the emerging growth portfolio, that's the most aggressive one that I manage. You could say, look, I want 90% in your big large cap portfolio. Well, let's put 10% in that emerging growth portfolio just for fun. You guys have done really well with that, with no guarantees going forward. Well, your New Year's resolution should be, I'm going to talk to one of Gunderson's advisors here. These guys seem to know what they're doing, or at least they're good fakers. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Check out the newsletter to see if we're real or not. The newsletter has the portfolios, and you can shop amongst those portfolios and try to determine which ones might be best suited for you or a mixture thereof. And let's not forget, we're always looking in the rear view mirror. This current rally in the market has a lot of speculation built into it. That always worries me. I'm always worried. You should be. You got to be vigilant in this business. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or check us out, our newsletter, at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.